The early heroes of rhythm and blues are overwhelmingly male, especially the instrumentalists, yet one of the most dynamic was the woman who powered the popular band led by Roy Milton. Rock critic Ed Ward has this profile of Camille Howard.
Why, oh why did you break my heart? Why, oh why did you break my heart? If you didn't want me, baby, why did you have to start?
It was 1946, and in the number two position on the race charts was this song, R.M. Blues, the first record by Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. Just listening to it, you know that the piano player must be Milton himself. But no, Roy Milton was a singing drummer, and the piano that propelled his band was played by one of the forgotten heroines of rhythm and blues, Camille Howard. Camille Howard was born in 1914 in Galveston, Texas, and, like so many other Gulf-based black people, migrated to California during World War II with the lucrative and integrated shipbuilding trade. She was no Rosie the Riveter, though. She knew she was a great piano player in the classic East Texas style, and it didn't take much to convince Roy Milton that she'd be an asset to his band. Milton's was a small combo, six pieces, so every player counted. With his second single, Milton's Boogie, he initiated the boogie-woogie craze that was to dominate rhythm and blues in the immediate post-war era, and, of course, that was a piano-based sound. Camille Howard was as important to Milton's success as was his own ability to arrange his small band to sound bigger. They were as popular with white audiences as black ones in Los Angeles, second only to Louis Jordan's Timpani Five nationally, and their record sales established Specialty Records, the pioneering L.A. label. Thrill Me was the first Milton record to feature Camille singing, and it was a smash. She decided she wanted to make some records under her own name, but time was drawing short. The American Federation of Musicians was going on strike at the beginning of 1948, and no new records could be made until it was over. Specialty put Camille in the studio with a rhythm section, and she cut a few numbers. With only a couple of minutes left in the studio, she started banging out a boogie, and a hit was born. Extemporaneous Boogie sold 250,000 copies, due no doubt in part to the astonishing virtuosity of her playing, but also because the flip side showed another facet of her talents.
True, I'm just crazy over you. No one else will do. Darling, you don't love me. Had it all planned out someday, that things would come my way, but darling, you don't love me.
You Don't Love Me was a virtual copy of a currently popular song by Paul Gayton, but in those days, that was considered a plus. Partially because she was such an integral part of the Milton band, and partially because times were changing, Camille Howard never had quite as big a hit again.
No money, God.
Money Blues hit the top 10 on the race charts, but the sales, thanks to extensive counterfeiting, were disappointing. The label kept faith in her, no doubt as much because they needed Milton as anything, and in 1949, they told her they were preparing an album, the label's first of her songs. It never came to pass, and Camille stayed with Roy Milton until he went into semi-retirement in the late 50s. After that, Camille Howard joined the church and became too devout to consider sitting down at the piano again. As anyone who listens to Roy Milton's astonishing string of hits can hear, she was one of the greats of early rhythm and blues.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin. The second volume of Camille Howard's music has just been released on the Legends of Specialty series.